USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A judge has postponed the decision on whether a 17-year-old should be returned to Wisconsin to face charges in the killing of two people on the streets of Kenosha during unrest following the police shooting of Jacob Blake. The Illinois judge granted Kyle Rittenhouse's request to delay the extradition hearing to September 25th during a brief hearing that was streamed online. Rittenhouse, who is being held, did not appear. The gains keep piling up on Wall Street, and the S&P 500 rallied again to close out its fifth straight winning week. The benchmark index rose 23.46 to 3508, setting another record high and several more superlatives. It was the seventh straight day of gains for the index. It also capped a 3.3% rally for the week to cement its longest weekly winning streak since December, before coronavirus swept the world and sent economies tumbling into recession. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. All these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Department of Justice has seized three websites, and USA's John Clements has details.
The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is a designated foreign terrorist organization, and as such, tried to use the three websites to use four different foreign-flagged oil tankers to get petroleum to the disputed government of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. The four vessels contained almost 1.2 million barrels of petroleum. A portion of the money collected from the seizure of the oil will go to the U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism Fund.
More than 115,000 inactive voter registrations are now at the risk of being removed from Ohio's voter rolls, but not until after the November election. The final revised figure released represents the number of voter registration that will be purged if they are not activated. Inactive voters in Ohio have to take certain actions to stay on the rolls, including voting on Election Day or updating and confirming their address through the state's voting website. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After nearly two centuries in business, Lord & Taylor, America's first department store, is liquidating all of its assets and closing its doors for good. The announcement comes just weeks after the company filed for bankruptcy, adding to a long list of retailers thrown into financial downfalls by the coronavirus. It will close all 38 of its remaining stores and its website. Initially, it planned to keep 14 of their stores open. All of the company's existing inventory, new store arrivals, and new items not previously sold at stores will be available at a deep discount. Hillary Clinton is predicting that Donald Trump's re-election effort will be messy, and that the former Democratic candidate has some advice for Joe Biden. If the race is close, do not concede.
No, Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances, because I think this is going to drag out, and eventually I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch and if we are as focused and relentless as the other side is.
Speaking with Jennifer Palmieri on Showtime's The Circus, Clinton said Trump would likely try to take the election by going after absentee voting. She continues to emphasize that even a small margin of votes can have major consequences, looking back to her experience winning the popular vote but still losing in the Electoral College. Democrats, she said, should be ready to fight the results at all costs. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.